So there I am in one of my world famous presentations. Well, famous to me. And I'm at the peak of my presentation. I'm in deep. I'm using big words like magnanimous and centrifugal. And I get abruptly stopped by this guy and he says, "Whoa, dude, stop. Isn't data gonna kill our creativity?" And all I could think was, why would you cut me when I'm speaking big English?
It's time for the main event of the evening.
This is Artwell, and you are listening to The Creative Rant.
Oh my gosh.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to The Creative Rant. As you can tell, we are talking about data and creativity. Is it making us stronger, or is it crippling our creativity? Let's investigate, and let's have fun in the process. Let's go. Now, there was a time in my career when the idea of using data in creative just seemed like a very odd thing. It was like me going to a yodeling convention and enjoying it. Strange and highly unlikely. Now, as I've gained more experience, I've come to realize that data is super powerful. It really helps to amplify the creative process. Think about it. You can eliminate guesswork and deliver assets that people really want to engage with.
The more insight you have on who you're talking to, the more lights can go on in your head.
Meet Belinda Balsik, Director of Marketing at Comedy Central.
I've had a lot of different jobs in my life, from independent theatre maker to journalist and ultimately marketer.
So just like me, she started off in the arts and worked her way through different industries and found herself in marketing. This gives a fantastic view of all the different ways that data can be used in different industries. So with all that experience, it's interesting to see how she works with data.
For me personally, I think mostly I would say I look for a willingness to learn how to interpret the data, even if that means working with research nerds. I'm personally truly blessed to have some amazing ones that I work with, both on our internal team, but also on the agency side. And I find working with those individuals sharpens my work, sharpens my insights, sharpens my audience understanding, everything. So I think that's the first thing, is that not to view yourself as a creative as an island, to be really willing to dive into those spaces. And if it's a bit uncertain for you, to find the right pairings of individuals who really love that kind of stuff and can help you find clarity amongst the piles of numbers.
Yep, it's all about creating that good pairing. Because at the end of the day, you want to have the science of data plus the art of creativity work together in a way that's meaningful. And the only way that can happen is if there's good partnerships.
Gone are the days of really creating pretty pictures and then going out there and spraying and praying and hoping for the best.
Meet Helen Dinawane. She's a senior manager in marketing and strategy for Absa Bank.
I really, really like this topic. And just to start off, I am an advocate of data-driven creative. And to add another layer to that, I like the creative not only to be data-led, but to also be supported by a very strong insight.
Now let's think about that for a second. Not only is there data-driven creative, you also need to have a strong insight. And that insight itself is also driven by data. Now, what that tells us is that data is entrenched in the whole marketing process, regardless of what part of the puzzle you fit in. Think about it. The brief that you get, that's all rooted in data. The insights that you get from the strategic department, that's also rooted in data. In fact, everything is rooted in data. The only thing that's not really utilizing data to its full potential is us, the creatives.
We then need to ensure that when we serve audiences, we send relevant content. We need to ensure that the message is clear, that the message is simple, and it lends what we are trying to put across. Relevance is really, really key. The message must be engaging, it has to add value, and most importantly, it has to be actionable at the end of the day. And we also display that we know who we're talking to. In this day and age, everybody wants the message to speak to them and to really be personalized.
And the only way to achieve this is to deep dive into the data. And I'm talking about going way past the brief, going way past the strategic document that you've received. Like looking at what performed best in the last campaign. What formats performed the best? What regions responded the best? What did the sales look like, right? Going really deep into those kinds of things and using those gems to then create your new creative assets. And now a word from our sponsors.
What you doing, Daddy?
Hey, baby girl. Making a podcast so I can take over the world.
That's so nice.
You're right, my boy. It does sound nice.
Now that's bribery in motion. My kids promised me that they'd be quiet only if I included them in the podcast. Now, where was I?
Data provides insights that influences probably every step of the creative process today from start to finish. You know, the most engaging messages and campaigns start with, you know, a genuine insight about the audience. And you need that from data.
Meet Marcel. Wait. Let me do this right. So he dared me to intro him with the drum roll. I hope that was satisfactory, Marcel.
My name is Marcel. I work at a technology company.
He's clearly shy about mentioning where he works. Don't worry, Marcel. I won't tell them you work at Google. I got your back.
I essentially work with clients to kind of implement certain technologies that essentially increase their digital efficiencies and performance. So an example would be, you know, how can I help them automate the creative kind of process or creation that will also automate their targeting to drive better ROI.
This means that Marcel has a real bird's eye view of what's happening in the marketing industry. He gets to see what's happening within media agencies, clients, and creative agencies.
You know, your competitors have changed. When you're working with brands or you are a brand, you know, your competitors are not just the ones that are in your vertical, but they're actually all the brands that are trying to speak to that same audience. So the game has really changed around the competitive landscape. You know, so when you think about using data with creative, you know, how is your brand standing out and capturing the audience by using or breaking through the clutter that the rest of the brands are speaking to that same audience?
So it's all good and well to talk about getting data and making sure that you use it. But what are the practical ways of actually getting data? How do we access it? How do we get our hands on this thing called data?
You know, when you think about data, you think you need a master's in data analysis. This shouldn't be the case. You know, creative should lean into what data is available, make some friends with the data media and analytics teams, you know, to reinforce your creative strategy. Go find those insights. Make yourself familiar with the tools that are available. Most of them these days are quite easy for, you know, the normal person to kind of look at and potentially extract some of those data points or insights. You know, some ideas could be looking at analytics, what's worked, what pages are people viewing, what are people searching on the website, you know, where's drop-offs, you know, take a look at that, look at what they're engaging with on social channels, potentially look at some trend data. What, you know, what are you seeing from a trend analysis? Are there new queries that people are searching for or new products or how people are thinking about searching for products? Start looking at some of those tools as this will not only drive your campaign performance, but also put you above other creatives out there.
And indeed, it will put you ahead of your counterparts. Data is super powerful for creatives. Now, when I talk about creatives, I'm not just talking about your advertising creatives. I'm talking about all creators. Now, let me give you an example through a story. There's a fantastic artist who makes amazing work and he wants to do a series of artworks. Recently, he ran a tour around the country showcasing all his artworks to everybody who loves his work. He sold like crazy. So what does he want to do to make sure that he does the same kind of success? He looks into the data. He looks at what regions sold more artworks, what areas were less likely to buy the artworks, what type of people were buying the actual artwork, what subject matter mattered to the people the most. Then he goes online and he looks at the comments. What were people saying about each one of the artworks? Which ones were loved the most? Which ones were hated the most? He gathers all that data and compiles it in such a way that it makes sense to him. And then he starts to make artwork that is data-centric and is data-driven. He's thinking about the people, he's thinking about his craft, but he's doing it in such a way that doesn't cripple his creative process.
And now, the random fact of the day.
A study has shown that creative people are more likely to be dishonest than people who are not creative. I promise you I'm not lying to you.
And so concludes our random fact for the day.
I also believe that on the other hand, data can also stifle creativity. So a good balance is required. What tends to happen is that sometimes we overanalyze data.
Now, I 100% agree with that comment. This statement actually takes us back to our initial question, is data killing creativity? And the answer, I believe, is in certain instances, it does kill creativity. I've seen situations where people have been so excited by the data that they've used the findings as a checkbox.
Data can be a crutch for more business-minded clients if they're not careful, because they'll obsess about tying the creative back down to the data. And for me, the data should be more of a springboard. If you know it well, you can dive a perfect 10 more often. Even if your execution is not something you or your client or even the end consumer ever imagined, that for me is the opportunity that data provides. Insights that can make you better every time you try.
Another way that data can really destroy creativity is the way that it's presented. There's nothing more uninspiring than getting an Excel document with nothing but numbers. How you present it to the creatives is how you'll get it back. If it's exciting, if it makes sense, if it's clear, then that's great. But we are not qualified to sift through a whole lot of data points and find those insights. Serve them in a way that makes sense so that it's inspiring. In closing, data is your friend if you're a creative. It's just really about understanding what works for you and what doesn't work for you. But at the same time, we need to all remember that data can be crippling. If you use it as a prescriptive way of doing your creative, it will punish you and will make you not enjoy your job. A big shout out for my guests who joined today. I really appreciate your time. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much. Big shout out to you, Marcel. Thank you so much, Helen. Thank you very much, Belinda. You guys have been fantastic. And for everybody else who's been listening to the show, I appreciate your time. Have a fantastic time and see you on episode 3. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Artwell and you've been listening to The Creative Rant. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform and make sure that you follow us on social media.
Get that, Daddy.